Hi, my name is Gregory Karp. I'm author of Living Rich by Spending Smart, How to Get More of What You Really Want. In this podcast, we'll talk about saving money on gasoline. Yes, it can be done. Before we do, though, we should talk about what I mean by spending smart. First, let me tell you what spending smart is not. It's not about being a cheapskate. It's not some live cheap and die loaded plan or some exercise in financial anorexia. I don't want to tell you how to make sweater vests from dryer lint or separate two-ply toilet paper into two rolls. No, spending smart is about spending on purpose rather than by accident and habit. It's about plugging the leaks of wasteful spending and redirecting that money to things you truly care about. And today's topic, spending smart on gasoline, allows you to plug some of those leaks. A discussion about saving on gas centers on two main areas, what you drive and how you drive. So let's start with what you drive. Many people think they can fix their gas spending problem by trading in their gas guzzler for a new fuel-efficient car. That's simply not true. The reason? Hidden costs. We won't get into all the math here, but depreciation of a new vehicle and the cost of financing that vehicle often far surpass any gasoline savings you'll reap. So, unless you're accounting for those hidden costs, you can't accurately assess the value of swapping vehicles. Other hidden costs include higher insurance rates for a newer car and the sales tax that you'll have to pay if you live in a state that levies sales tax. Think about sales tax alone. At 6%, you'll pay $1,500 in sales tax to buy a $25,000 vehicle. $1,500 buys a lot of gas for your gas guzzler. Now, if you're going to replace your current vehicle anyway, it makes a lot of sense to buy a fuel-efficient one. Of course, Spending Smart always prefers buying a late-model used car, which allows someone else to take the tremendous first-year depreciation hit of a new car. One other thing. Don't bother with fuel tank additives and these devices that attach to your vehicle. They claim to improve your gas mileage, but they don't work. The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency and Consumer Reports have tested them. None of these additives and devices makes much difference in fuel economy. So, for saving money on gasoline, that leaves us with how you drive. Let's start with a visual. While driving, imagine you have a cup of coffee uncovered in your cup holder. You don't want that coffee to slosh out of the cup and onto you or onto the car floor, so what do? You try to drive as smoothly as possible with gradual acceleration, more coasting, and gradual braking. If you're accustomed to being aggressive with the accelerator and brake pedals, this tip will improve your gas mileage considerably, making your gas dollars go further. Here's another visualization that might work. Imagine that as you press down on the accelerator pedal, money leaks from your wallet. The harder you press, the more money that leaks out. It's like at the gas station when you begin fueling up your vehicle. The tighter you squeeze the trigger on the fuel pump, the faster the price readout advances. So those visualizations cover two of the primary tips for saving money on gas: avoiding jackrabbit starts and stops, and driving slower. On the highway, driving 75 miles an hour rather than 65 could cut your fuel economy by 15%, so slow down. Another tip to get better gas mileage is to properly maintain your car. One easy task is to check your tire pressure. Underinflated tires can increase fuel consumption more than 3%. The correct pressure usually can be found on a label inside your vehicle's driver's side door jamb. Of course, you'll want to keep an eye out for a service station that doesn't charge for using a tire pump. So there you have it. A few ideas on how to spend less on gasoline. These ideas are just a sampling of what you'll find in Living Rich by Spending Smart, How to Get More of What You Really Want. This has been author Gregory Karp. I hope you have enjoyed this podcast.